Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Abby Van Arnum.
Thank you, LaVon. Good morning to you.
Yes, and it's an exciting time of the year, and you're just helping that along with Deck the Hall. So maybe we need to tell people where the hall is.
Yes, our ninth annual Deck the Agri Hall event is at the Audubon County Fairgrounds in our Agri Hall building in Audubon.
Okay, and it's off, it's, I have to think, which direction is it off of the highway?
It is west off of Highway 71. You just turn west right by the Chatterbox Cafe, cross over the bridge, and you won't be able to miss it.
That's right. And knowing from past experience there that you will have it decorated outside as well as inside. So let's talk about when this is happening.
The Deck the Agri Hall event is coming up this weekend, Saturday, November 23rd, and Sunday, November 24th. Our event runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the building open, and we'll be serving some soup, sandwiches, desserts, and beverages during that time as well.
All right, so you can come and see a lot of folks, you can come and have lunch, and you can come and see lots of pretties.
Absolutely. We have around 50 trees and holiday displays. All of them are always distinctly different, and we will have around 15 to 20 quilts on display again this year as well.
Oh, wonderful. You know, Abby, I'm not a quilter. I don't have the patience, but I can certainly admire all of that work. It's just outstanding.
Yes, we have a couple of wonderful quilting groups here in town, and they put a lot of hard work into these quilts. I'm not a quilter either. I've never had the patience or the talent for it, but they are very beautiful to look at and admire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quilts are a piece of art, and it's nice to, you know, and you hang them up, right, so we can see the whole quilt or a good portion of the quilt.
Yes, we certainly try to display them as best as we can.
Yeah, and that's a challenge, too. So have you had anybody tell you something about their display, something that's going, oh, I can't wait to see this kind of Christmas display?
You know, people kind of keep their things a little secret. It's always a surprise for all of us whenever everybody sets everything up as well. I know that we will have a couple of villages on display and possibly a snowman collection.
Oh, okay. And so that makes it a little unique from some events where you do the displays in addition to the trees.
Exactly. Yeah, anybody can bring whatever holiday collections they've had. We've had nativity sets in the past, Santa Claus collections in the past, just whatever anybody would like to bring and share with the public.
Mm-hmm. And what's the purpose of this event?
The purpose of this event is a fundraiser. Our admission is a free will donation, with all the proceeds going to the Audubon County Fairgrounds improvements, and it's split between them and the Audubon County 4-H program that pays our program development fee for all of our 4-Hers to participate in 4-H.
Any particular improvement that you're working toward on the fairgrounds at this time?
Well, the fairgrounds, we just completed the big livestock pavilion last year. The money this year, we got some new air conditioning units that need to be installed in the Agri Hall. So that's what we're doing this year. In the past, we have helped with the kitchen remodeling, the bathroom remodeling. We enclosed the bar area, new ceiling and lights, and we redid the floor in the Agri Hall as well.
And when you talk about those improvements, and it's great, Agri Hall is used all year long.
The Agri Hall is booked about every weekend for a wedding or some other event, and then the Fair Board always hosts skating through the winter months. And 4-H has a few events there during the year as well.
I'm thinking there's some organizational events. I mean, it's a big space. People can use it for a lot of different things.
Yes, it is. And it builds some wonderful revenue generation for the Fair Board so that they can continue to have a successful county fair in the summer.
Yeah. If somebody wanted to rent the Agri Hall, how would they go about doing that?
They would call Steve and Becky Randreese because they're kind of in charge of renting of that space.
Okay. And just give them a call and
Give them a call and leave a message if they're not there, and they can check the dates for you and put you down on the calendar.
Okay, very good. Well, the other thing that you mentioned this money goes for is to help pay the 4-H fees. Talk a little more about that, Abby.
Every 4-Her in the state of Iowa, it costs them $30 per member to belong to the organization, and that money goes to Iowa State University to help defray their costs there. And we try to help our 4-Hers as much as possible not have to pay that entire $30 fee. So it's split between our Clover Commission's Youth Committee, the Extension Council, and then we ask that the 4-Her or their club just pay $10 of that. So this money actually goes into the Clover Commission's and Extension Council part for them to pay the other $20 dollars to the university for their membership.
Yeah. Well, and $10 is a pretty low fee for an activity that goes on all year long.
Exactly. But we just, a lot of our families have several 4-H members, and we try to lessen the burden as much as we can.
Absolutely. That could add up a bit.
Yes, it sure can.
So, and 4-H, since we're on 4-H, and we're going to come back to AgriHall in a little bit, but since we're on 4-H, is this a good time for youth to join, and who can join? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, our 4-H program, we just ended our re-enrollment deadline, but any new 4-Hers have until May 15th to enroll, and 4-H is one of the world's largest youth programs that's open to 4th through 12th graders. And we also have a Clover Kids program. This is just our second year, and that's open to kindergarten through third graders. And we have about 45 kids enrolled in that, but we're still taking enrollments for that program.
Okay, that sounds pretty exciting. I'm sure some of those kindergartners think, wow, especially if they have a big brother or sister who's in 4-H. I'm thinking they're going, I can be in 4-H too.
Absolutely. And the meetings are really fun, and they do a craft and have a snack and play a couple games and learn about 4-H and the pledge, and we try to lay the base work for them to move up into a traditional 4-H club when they reach fourth grade.
Now, where do they meet? Where do Clover Kids meet?
The Clover Kids meet on the second Sunday of the month at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church basement.
Oh, okay.
They've graciously let us use their space because we have so many kids that our meeting space in our office won't hold them all. So.
Now, you mentioned youth commission, youth council?
The Clover Commission.
The Clover Commission. And what's their job?
The Clover Commission is a youth and adult committee, and their main job, they're kind of our governing body of 4-H. They review the rules for county-specific rules for our 4-H program, and they do our major fundraising to raise the money for the program development fee and scholarships and various other activities that we have.
Okay. And so that's it's interesting, and I think very positive that it is youth and adults together, you know, youth helping to plan things that are for youth.
Yes, very much so. And the adults that we have, some of them are 4-H leaders, some of them are parents, and some of them just want to be involved. And we're always looking for additional Clover Commission's members. So if anybody's interested, they can certainly come into the office and talk to Tanya or I.
Okay. And I mentioned Tanya. Tanya is?
Tanya Vetter is our program coordinator. My official title is the office manager here at ISU Extension in Audubon County.
Okay, and always open and wanting to visit with people. Okay, I want to go back to Deck the Hall a little bit, and you mentioned that there's going to be food. Do you have any specifics on what kind?
Yes, we will have soup, sandwiches, desserts, and beverages. Our soup choices this year are tomato basil, chicken and noodle, and our famous chicken and wild rice. We have a lot of people that comment that they love our chicken and wild rice soup every year. And we'll have angel food cake, brownies, and a pumpkin dessert for desserts. And anybody's just welcome to come in and have a cup of coffee and walk around, or cider, or water, or whatever have you, and just visit and enjoy the fellowship and the sounds and sights of the holiday season.
There's some unique choices there. You know, I think I'm going to have to I have volunteered to come and take down the KJAN exhibit. I think I might have to come in time for lunch.
Well, yes, and we will be serving our soups and sandwiches the entire time that we're open, both days from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
So you are certainly welcome to come a little early and enjoy that.
Okay. And I'm guessing if you are in a hurry and you wanted to come in, maybe you work somewhere and you got to have lunch, you could come in and take something home with you or take it out for you.
Yes, we will have to-go available if that's the option that you need to choose.
Yeah, very good. So you're ready for anything. Okay, Abby, let's just review again dates and time for Deck the AgriHall.
Deck the AgriHall is this weekend, Saturday, November 23rd, and Sunday, November 24th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the Audubon County Fairgrounds in our big AgriHall building.
All right. Thank you so much, Abby Van Arnhem, for visiting with us today.
Thank you, LaVon, for having me.
Till next time, here's the thought. The real opportunity for success lies within the person and not in the job.